You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand, and this is DJ Fresh.
Hello.
Yo, how you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Really good, yeah, really good. Enjoying the weather.
Good.
We call you Dan or Fresh or DJ
Definitely
Fresh?
Please call me Dan. I actually get called Fresh all the time, and it really does my head in. The reason why I was called Fresh was because when I was back on Pirate Radio Station a few years ago, I had this show that I was given, and they said, you've got to come up with a name for yourself. And I used to scratch this sample on a record that said Fresh. So they said, why don't you call yourself Fresh? And that was it.
Let's talk about Louder. We absolutely love the song.
Cool, thanks.
I love the last 23 seconds more than any other part. Because it literally just goes up again, to the point where every time we play it, I literally go a bit crazy in the studio. The rest of it's brilliant, obviously. But is there a version that's literally just fast all the way through?
I'd love to say that I'd never heard anybody say that before.
I know you
but
must have,
it's
right?
Like, every single YouTube comment is like, we want more of the 33 seconds at the end.
It's the excitement. It's almost like you know it's coming, and then when it does and it's over, you're like,
but
oh,
that's the
no.
beauty of the song, isn't it? It's kind of like a good movie.
It's brilliant. Like it builds
finale.
Up.
That's the whole
it's
point.
The
it's like, builds up, and you're like left, like, oh, you know, where's the rest of it? I want some more. And then you have to go and listen to it again.
Yeah. It's
and I've
addictive.
Always loved that about tracks. I think that, to me personally, I think that's a great thing when you get to the end of a track. I get that with, I can't remember the name of the tune at the moment, but Coldplay, probably their biggest tune with the...
Fix You is a bit like that, isn't it?
Fix You,
yeah. It has that last, that
well,
last 60
Tiny Tempers
seconds
Pass Out as well.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And Frisky. It happens on both of those.
Yeah, you've got to wait for yeah. the... taking nothing away from the song at all, it's been helped quite a lot by being part of the Lucozade advert. To push it into our psyche a little bit more. Have they provided you with a life supply of Lucozade now?
You know what I've got to say? I mean, they're great. And I met them at a party we did a few weeks ago. And I'd always had this, I guess a lot of us have this, you know, sort of view of massive companies like GlaxoSmithKline. I mean, it's got to be one of the biggest companies in the world, right? So you have this kind of view of them as being almost like kind of faceless big companies, and much as I always like the drink Lucozade, and I've always thought their campaigns are great, I didn't really know what to expect when I actually met them, and they were all super super cool. They were like really really cool people and really fun, and had the most amazing party down at Ministry.
Original is the best flavor.
It's all about the original.
I like the lemon one as well, I'm not gonna lie, but but original is it, I don't want any others. I don't want your apple, I don't want your orange, just give me the original.
Simple.
One yeah
simple.
And Lucozade Sport is good as well.
Yeah.
I often, like, if I'm on a long motorway track, which happens often, I'll often go for one of the other flavors if I'm feeling a little bit, you know, I want to try
risky.
Something a bit risky,
a little bit different.
and then I always drink half of it and I'm like, oh, why didn't I just get the original?
Exactly, the original and the best. And it's great for hangovers, right? And also when you're growing up and you're a little kid and you're ill, mum always gets you a bottle of Lucozade to make you feel better.
It's a standard thing that you see on a hospital bedside, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Lucozade in grapes. Dan, thanks very much for chatting.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Fingers crossed for the number one for you.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty much a dead cert as well.
It's awesome. We love it.
Can you introduce the song now and we will play it on In Demand?
This is DJ Fresh and you're listening to my new single Louder featuring Sean Evans.
DJ Fresh, thank you.
Thank you.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Kerry Hilson is here on In Demand.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, beautiful lady?
Oh, I'm very good. Very good.
We love the new single, Kerry.
Thank you.
And we love the video.
Thank you so much.
Now, this video is pretty special. Was it your idea or did someone devise it for you?
Yeah, well, a little bit of both. I mean, I had some input. However, Joseph Kahn directed it, and I thought he did an incredible job. I mean, the first direction I gave him was, I don't want this to be about me, Kerry. Mm. You know, the song is so much about me that I want the visual to bring home what it is I'm talking about. I'm talking about every woman. And so I wanted to give examples in the video of, you know, every woman, you know. And if I could have done it, there were so many concepts being thrown around, and I thought it would be best to pay homage to those that went before us. Yes, they were physically beautiful, but for me, it was more about what they represented, each and every single one of them, from Josephine Baker to Janet Jackson to TLC to Diana Ross, all of them, you know, their careers did not come without scrutiny. Their success did not come without scrutiny, being groundbreaking, different thinking females who did not accept no for an answer. And for me, the confidence that that takes is what the song is all about.
For you, obviously, it must have been like being a little girl and getting the fancy dress box out.
Oh my God, yes, absolutely. I mean, when I tell you this was a transformation, you may look at that and see Carrie Hilson. But when I turned around and looked in the mirror after hair and makeup for each look, I was completely flabbergasted, completely taken aback. Like, oh my God, I can look this different each time.
What was your favorite outfit to wear? I like the Donna Summer look the best because it's very disco.
Yeah, that was very disco, very 70s, very fun. Mm. I think that my favorite was TLC. I felt the most comfortable being a tomboy.
Amazing. Let's play the song. Kerry, can you introduce it for us now?
Yes, I hope you feel beautiful. This right here is my first single. It's called Pretty Girl Rock, and I want you to get out your mirrors, get out your lipstick, get out your hairbrushes, and feel beautiful inside out. Let's do it.
In Demand. This is In Demand with Alex and Lisa. Kerry Hilson, still with us tonight on In Demand.
Yay!
Got my teeth back in.
We talked a lot about the video already. It's had over 27 million views on YouTube.
Huge.
Yeah.
Amazing. I think every woman is watching that and they're feeling beautiful, Kerry.
Good.
Right, so let's do Kerry Hilson's favourite things. A test we have with every guest star who appears on In Demand. We will give you a topic / subject and you tell us your favourite thing. Lucy, first favourite thing.
Oh, go on. Some favourite things are so hard to choose.
Oh, okay.
I just want you to know that.
Okay. Well, these are really random.
Because I know where this is going to end up. And
Kerry Hilson, your favourite takeaway dish? Now we can whittle this
chicken
down.
Wings.
Oh, chicken wings. She's in.
Chicken wings.
Do you have a marinade on it, or do you have it just, you know? Just
I like lemon pepper wings, extra crispy with hot sauce on top of them.
Wow.
Oh my God! You need to get to Nando's while you're in the UK.
And ranch. And I've already been to Nando's on my first day yesterday.
Yes.
And I will be there again. Is it tomorrow or Saturday? One of these days. We do a contest with Nando's actually for my fans to come have lunch with me.
Your favorite catchphrase.
Ditto kiddo.
Oh, I like that. It's good. Your favorite Timbaland song? Oh,
let's see. I actually might have one. The Way I Are, the one with me.
Yeah,
right. Obvious.
That's one of my favorites too. Your favorite?
No. Miscommunication.
Okay.
Yeah. Miscommunication.
She changed her mind.
Yeah. Shock value one.
This is the one question that everyone gets asked on favorite things, because it's very important that everyone should have a favorite cheese.
I love all cheeses. It depends on what the hell I'm eating. favorite cheese. Mozzarella.
Ah.
Same as Avril Lavigne. She chose mozzarella.
She did. Quite a lot of people like the mozzarella because it's easy to eat.
Kerry, thanks very much for your time. You're a superstar.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Choose a song from the charts, maybe at the moment that you're in love with, for us to play on In Demand.
Yeah, let's go with CeeLo Green, F U.
Amazing.
Awesome.
Kerry Hilson, thank you.
I mean, but that was not towards you guys or anything.
Yeah, okay. No, it's fine.
Thank you so much, guys.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Kerry.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight. Frank's back. Frank Music is here.
Vincent. I'm going to clap myself.
Hi, how are you?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's gone quickly, though.
It's been
it has
2 years since you were last here.
How you've grown.
Changed.
I think I've got wider since last week.
That's America, though, that.
That does do that to you.
Yeah.
And the waistline.
Have you just been eating burgers for the last 18 months?
Is that
the case?
Pretty much.
I'm working with some fairly cool individuals as well.
Yeah, not bad.
You were saying before we started chatting that you feel a little bit more settled now and a little bit more, suffice to say, in control a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, let's continue the weight pun. I feel more well-rounded, as it were. No, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's good to be back. And I feel that I get it all now. And I've had a long break and I've had a lovely time recording the second album. And I just can't wait for everyone in England to hear it.
Okay, so we need to talk about your involvement with Cherry Tree Records.
Yes.
That obviously happened while you were out in LA.
Yeah.
So,
sorry, so I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah, I mean, we know you had a great time, but what happened?
Well, the gentleman, Martin Kirzenbaum, Cherry Cherry Boom Boom, you might have heard that name on a Lady Gaga record. He's the guy that signed Lady Gaga, and he was a big fan of the first album, and he said, basically, let's work. So that was an incredible opportunity, and it made me feel good about the first album. I was like, well, you know, I'm glad that someone, you know, as big as him, you know, got the record abroad, you know, because we didn't release it anywhere apart from in England. So I was really happy about that, and I've been working with you know, a bunch of incredible people, and he's put me with some amazing situations. You know, I've been in Nicole Scherzinger's house playing at the piano, which is pretty ridiculous, and working with the Far East Movement, and, you know, just getting to just generally do things I just never thought I would do.
Right, we're going
to
talk about the video pretty soon. Yeah. If you can introduce your brand new single for us, and we will play it on In Demand Now, sir.
This is Frank Music, and this is my new single, Do It in the AM.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Frank Music still on In Demand. We played Do It in the AM a little bit earlier. Let's chat about the video. It kind of starts with a Hangover vibe.
Definitely.
Which continues.
With flashbacks and forwards and stuff going on.
We actually shot a lot of it in a similar sort of area. It's sort of, if you've ever seen the film Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yes. Yeah.
We film it all sort of on the road that takes you to that sort of godforsaken place, Las Vegas. And the thing is, you can't really describe it. You have to go.
Do you regret anything from the first record, from the promo that you did? Were there any decisions you were forced to make?
I think the problem, we're in a world where failure is kind of ignored. And, you know, everything's got to be now, now, now. And I think most things do well when they're given a chance to kind of either fail or given chance to grow. And I'm not saying that I was in a wrong. I just wasn't in the right place. I didn't know what I was taking on. I went from working in a retail job in Croydon. If you know Croydon, you know exactly what I'm saying. To I have a record deal, but now I've been working closely with Island Records. Although I've been abroad, and they've been a massive, massive support. And Cherry Tree collaboration has been great as well. So I know what I'm doing this time. A lot more relaxed and a lot more sort of.
Do you feel
going?
Did it affect this? And this, if this is out of order, then
no,
say
it's
so.
All right.
Did it affect your mental state at all?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, you don't know where the job finishes and the private life begins, but then you realise, well, I've realised that there isn't such a thing. It just, if you try and create these boundaries for yourself, you're going to get into trouble. It's just go along with it. If you're going to take this lifestyle choice, don't try and change the lifestyle. Just be a part of it.
I think you just have to be aware of everything, what you're doing at all times, don't you, I suppose. I think you see a lot of stars who, someone like Amy Winehouse, I mean, look at her, bless her heart.
I've heard the stories recently.
It's awful, that video of her singing, well, trying to sing, it's actually quite heartbreaking to watch, because you're there going, this girl is super talented, and she, again, has just let it all go to waste.
I love her first album. I think the first album is just as good as the second one.
Yeah.
And I think that, I mean, it won a Mercury Award or something, I think, the first record, but I love
it. She was so young when that one first came out as well.
So wise beyond the years.
Do people ask you about the webcam thing at all?
Of course. Yes, of course. I mean, actually, the other day, someone asked us about that. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what happens when, you know, you have long-distance relationships, you know.
Yeah.
You have to resort to a webcam, but you always...
We talk about this pretty much during the song.
We forgot about screen grabbing, didn't I? And bitter ex-girlfriend, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Face palm.
Yeah, complete fail. I didn't mind the fact that... I've got my kit off a lot in photo shoots, but...
We've seen a couple.
Yeah, you've got your bum out.
You've just got time in Frank Music, and it doesn't just moderate search on. By
and
the
there's
way,
your
kids.
Bum.
We've all got the same bits.
There we are, exactly.
It's amazing to have you back. The record is fantastic. Can't wait to hear the rest of the album as well. You've done some live tracks for us again, which is magnificent too. Can you choose a song from the chart at the moment that you're in love with for us to play on In Demand right now?
I think Tingy Strider Spaceship featuring N-Dubs would be the one.
Good choice.
I love N-Dubs. I'll tell you why. I've got a funny story. Very quick one. I was walking up to Island Records, and there is Dappy standing outside. He's like, "You're that Better Off In Two guy, isn't it?" Brilliant. It's like Better Off In Two. Yes, I am better as two separate things.
Just cut me in half. And did you go? You. Is it bro?
That's brilliant. Well, thank you for having us.
Thanks, bye.
Thanks,
You're listening to the In Demand podcast.
The podcast.
Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/Alex
and Lucy.
This is
In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight. Molly, Rochelle and Una from the Saturdays.
Yay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are
it's
you?
It's been ages. We're fine. How are you girls?
Good, great. Really good. Yeah. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. Where should we start? Should we start with some of the fan questions we've got off Twitter?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's do a little bit of that. So let's get cracking.
We asked everyone on Twitter if they had any questions they wanted to ask you. And, of course, because you announced the tour, a lot of the questions were about that. They're all very excited. They're all fired up for the tour.
Me?
Sean Boyle would love to know who's supporting you on the arena tour. And he says there's rumours that it's Wonderland.
We haven't actually thought about the support act yet.
So I'm not sure where he had that from.
I was thinking, I don't know if he just started that
rumour. Maybe he just wants a bit of girl power.
Yeah.
But no, we haven't actually thought about it yet. We have so much kind of going on at the moment. We've got our new album coming out, which we're writing for, and we're obviously planning the tour. And we'll have to think of a support act, definitely. But, you know, tell them if anyone has any suggestions, then to tweet us and we can see about getting them on board.
You have to choose someone who's maybe like a new artist on your own label as well, so you can give them a bit of support.
Yeah, exactly.
Give them a
push. That's what we did before, actually. We had Pixie Lott support us on our first tour, and then she released her single while she was on tour with us, and then we also had The Wanted support us on our summer date.
So we
want to make sure it's like a show for everyone to enjoy, not just like a, you know, they're killing time until we come on. We want to make sure that it's a show from the start.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Now, there's a few random questions here. Hannah Jones wants to know, how do you like your eggs in the morning?
Oh,
that's that song.
Unfertilised.
Oh, wow.
That's
crazy. Wow. Isn't it, though?
That's brilliant.
And Laura's is a good one as well. Laura Bonsall wants to know, how did you all quite simply get so goddamn sexy?
Yes.
Oh, well, she obviously hasn't seen us when we wake up in the morning, because we are looking far, far from it.
Exactly.
Let's play Notorious. And then we'll chat some more. Ladies, can you introduce it for us?
Sure.
Hi, we're the Saturdays, and this is our brand new single, Notorious.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. The Saturdays still with us tonight. So have you had much thought about the tour yet?
Yeah.
Is there any ideas that you've been brainstorming, maybe concepts
like
and stuff?
We would like to fly.
You'd like to fly. Have you done that before?
Have you been inspired by the JLS tour, by the Charles and their big car?
Well, not really, no, because I kind of think that looks quite safe. So I think I want to actually fly.
Yeah, step it up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you could all be dressed like as really cool versions of Tinkerbell with actual wings.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be cool.
Lots of glitter.
That would be cool, huh?
I think because it's an arena tour as well, like hopefully we'll have dancers and all that as well. We'll be able to put on a much bigger production than we've been able to do in the smaller theatres and that. So we're really excited. I can't wait for the planning meetings, because we're kind of gathering up some ideas now. We want it to be really special and a lot of fun. We don't want to disappoint anyone that comes along. We want it to be our best show to date, with lots and lots of high energy and colour and sparkle and just fun and all fired up and ready to go.
Lots of costume changes.
Oh, yes, definitely.
As many as we can squeeze in. But I think one of the best things is that because it's in December, everyone's going to be in quite a kind of Christmassy, festive mood anyway.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really good kind of show for people to come along to, just for like a work night out or a girls' night out or even a boys' night out.
And I think if you have the dancers, they need to be topless men.
Well, that's like standard.
I agree.
Of course.
We're going to be auditioning the boys, so we'll be looking out for
that.
Some
will
hot
entail
ones,
some shirt lifting.
Yeah.
Get your boyfriends in on it, girls.
I'm sure that's not the right thing. You know what I mean, everyone.
We know.
Oh no, I just heard myself back, and I'm like, that just didn't sound right.
It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, good. We're going to put you through your paces tonight with your favourite things. We do this with a lot of our star guests at the moment. There are five favourite things. We'll give you one individually, and then maybe come together on the last one, which remains the same for whoever gets asked their favourite thing. Lucy, first favourite thing for Molly.
Okay, who's your favourite member of Take That?
Oh, that's such a tough one.
I know, right?
Because we went on tour with them and we met them all, and they
we
were
don't
all
want a reason,
lovely.
Molly. We want your favourite member.
Come on, come out with it.
Be ruthless.
I would say Jason.
Yes, that's mine.
Next favourite thing for Una, Lucy.
Your favourite brand of Krispy Kreme donuts.
Or just, you know what? Do you know what it is? I like things just quite plain. I'm more a savoury girl than a sweet tooth. So
original,
I think. I know it sounds really boring, but I'm really not a sweet.
No, that's a good one.
Savoury.
Rochelle, this is yours.
Your favourite current music video that isn't Notorious.
Oh, I know.
J-Lo.
Yeah. J-Lo's new one for I'm Into You.
Oh my gosh, she looks amazing.
She looks unreal. It kind of makes me a little bit like sad about myself. It's kind of inspiring. She looks like it's like a campaign for some kind of fashion ad or something.
Is it coconut water?
It's amazing. Yeah.
Everyone's got to do a bit of product placement.
You've got it in yours, haven't you?
Barry M.
It's got to be done.
Exactly.
One more from Molly.
Your favourite midnight snack?
Oh, popcorn, salted popcorn.
This is the favourite thing we ask everybody.
Yeah. What's your favourite cheese?
Cheese. I really like that smoked applewood cheese.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's really tasty.
Girls, thank you very much for Saturday.
Thank you. It's lovely to have you back on the show.
Discover In Demand online. There's always a chance to win. Indemand.fm.
It's In Demand, and tonight we welcome a returning guest to the show, a man who we always have a lot of love for. It's Jason Derulo. Hello.
Hey, hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. What about yourself?
Well, I'm really good, and I'm really excited because you're number one.
Ah, thank you so much.
Oh my God, it's the best thing ever.
Oh my goodness, tell me about it. It's amazing.
How does it feel this time around? Because obviously you already had a number one in the UK. Which one's most special to you, or can you not put it into that category?
I don't think I could put it into that category. I think it's just as special as the first one.
Yeah.
You know, so I definitely want to take the time to thank all the fans out there. You know, this journey has been incredible, and, you know, they've been on this ride with me. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for all the support from the very beginning.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is just sit and get nice and comfy. And do you need a cup of tea or anything like that?
Yeah, got my tea. I'm all
Excellent.
Ready to go.
All right, let's do this.
In Demand.
It's In Demand, and tonight's guest, he's still here, he's comfy, he's got his tea. It's Jason Derulo. Hello.
Hey.
Hey. So I've already said congrats on being number one, which is brilliant. We're dead chuffed for you. Let's talk about the video for Don't Want to Go Home, because it's brilliant. We really like it. I love the opening scene. You're like Hugh Hefner. You just sat there on that sofa, surrounded by loads of ladies.
I like that comparison. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually wrote the treatment to the video myself. I wanted it to be, to have a lot more dancing this time around. You know, show you know what I really can do, dancing wise, you know, so kind of, you know, feeding it slowly and slowly, give you more and more of my dancing, but yeah, you know, I was having tons of fun on set, cause, you know, we have water scenes where the water was freezing cold.
How long did you spend filming the video? Because whenever we talk to people about this, they always say, you know, you start really early in the morning, sometimes like 2, 3 a.m., and then it can last up to like 2 days. Did it take ages?
Yeah, I mean, 24 hours.
Yeah.
So I was literally dancing for like 24 hours. It's crazy.
Okay, now, of course, the first single is Don't Want to Go Home. Before we play it, it obviously is written about possibly the best night out ever.
Yeah.
Judging from hearing it quite a lot. When you have a night out, how wild do you go? Because, of course, you were quite, I mean, you're only, what, 21 now, 22 now?
So yeah, 21.
You were pretty young when you first sort of came on the scene. So I'm guessing maybe in the last couple of years you've had more time to go out and party like a rock star.
Right, yes, you know, so when I was recording my first album, I mean, I was not really, you know, allowed in a club.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, it's coming from a very different perspective.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the best night out you've ever had?
I'd have to say this past Memorial Day weekend in Vegas was pretty crazy. I don't think it was one night, but like just night after night after night. It was actually like 3 nights. But, you know, it's freaking crazy every single night. Yeah.
Okay, let's get the song on then. That is all about the best night ever. Would you like to introduce it?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's yours truly, Jason Derulo. And this is my first single off my second album, Future History. This one is called Don't Want to Go Home.
You're listening to In Demand.
Brand new for Jason Derulo, the UK's current number one single, Don't Want to Go Home, and The Man is still with me now. Let's talk about the new album, Future History. Great name for an album, by the way. Like it a lot.
Thank you so much.
Let's talk about a few of the tracks on the album, because, of course, Don't Want to Go Home, we've played that already. That's the party anthem on the album. Are there more songs sort of in a similar vein to that, or are there more personal ones on there?
Yeah, I mean, this album has a lot of different faces. You know, okay. I was 19 when I wrote and recorded my first album, and now I'm 21. So, you know, I feel like I've grown more in these last 2 years than I've grown in my whole life. You know, so you'll see a great amount of growth. Mm-hmm. You know, I've grown as a songwriter, I've grown as a singer, I've grown as a man, more importantly, and you'll find that on this record. But, you know, there's other records where, you know, it's so emotional, so personal to me, where, you know, writing and recording the song, I, you know, brought me to tears, you know. Oh. You know, so it's like different, totally different sides to the record, and it's my greatest accomplishment, like I said, you know, of my life, you know. So I really want everybody to get a copy and check this out.
Okay, now the one that obviously made you quite emotional, made you upset, tell me to butt out if you like, but what was that written about? Was it a family, something to do with your family or a friend or your love life?
About a heartbreak. Yeah, I can't tell you the title of that one.
Okay.
But yeah, it's, you know, I could tell you that, you know, it was just a real, real heartbreak.
Did you have someone to give you a hug afterwards?
No. Can you give me a hug?
Give you a big hug now. It's all right, Jason. It's okay. I'm here for you.
Thank you so much. I needed that.
Oh, there you go. See, big happy faces now.
Absolutely.
Everyone's good. Now, before you go, I asked on Twitter for our followers to send any questions they wanted to ask you. So I've selected the three best ones.
Okay, don't.
So let's do these. Kirsty Richardson wants to know if you ever get tired of people singing your name.
No, I think it's cool. You know, I think it's amazing. You know, it's become a very big thing.
It's like your trademark, isn't it? I think now people expect to hear that at the start of most of your, well, the sort of big epic kind of songs.
Right. Yeah. You know, I had to do it on my first song back. But I don't think it'll be on the second one.
I like the way you sing it in the current single, because you've really got that. It's like, Jason! It's like, you really
it's
go
me.
For it. Yeah, it's like, Jason! Tez Tucker wants to know what you would think of people covering your songs.
I think that'd be awesome. I mean, people cover my songs all the time.
Yeah.
All the time I'm on YouTube checking them out. I think it's amazing.
Okay, and Cindy Chung says, who would you like to collaborate with the most if you had the choice?
If I had the choice, I'd probably choose either Prince or Madonna. Both big influences of mine. And yeah, Prince. You know, I grew up watching, so.
Jason,
awesome.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And maybe, I'm thinking, like, in July, if you're free, would you come here and co-host the show with me and Alex?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Right, let's get it in the diary.
Dig it.
The podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.